Hello, revolutionaries. Today you're in for a treat. Darren and I are having a great conversation with one of the most energetic, passionate, transformative personalities that we know. And that's probably in your network, and that's Tara Martin, who works with Dave Burgess Publishing. But she's an accomplished author, speaker, presenter, and she talks about the power, the impact of building real relationships with our students, starting with knowing yourself and being vulnerable and sharing your impact. Tara takes that and shows us how those connections can make a real difference in our school. So we hope you enjoy Revolt Lab, a podcast in Black and White. Today, because we probably have the most energetic and hyper educator, friend, pusher. We talk about pushers in our book, pushers. One of those people in our network who just, you get fired up when you see them because you know that they're going to get you fired up. So, and that's Tara Martin. Tara, hey, how you doing? How's it going?
Well, thank you for that welcome. Yeah, I mean, you know, I hosted a Facebook Live the other day and we had Dan on the show and he's like the zenest person I've ever met, right? He wrote the zen, and they were like, and Tara's the opposite of zen. I'll take it. Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show, both Darren and Derek.
That's cool.
And so, Derek? Derek, she's the giver of book birthdays. I had never heard of that before. One of the most special experiences you can go through.
That's exactly right. I forgot about that. The giver of book giveaways. That's a nice t-shirt. You know, you ought to get that embroidered on a polo or something.
The giver. Yeah. Well, we just started the book birthdays too. I've been having so much fun with that. It's just such a celebration. It is kind of like having a kid, right? I mean, you guys wrote a book. Did it feel like, I mean, you've not birthed the child, but kind of. So, yeah, it's fine.
I remember the day we got the email from Shelley and, you know, you were involved that day. Everybody, I remember that, okay, guys, it's on Amazon right now. And I was like, it really was different. Yeah. But you know, again, and Darren and I talked about how grateful we are to Dave and Shelley and you for being part of that project. Darren, do you remember the blast that we got from Tara? Like, hey guys, you're going to do this. Here's your promotion. I'm going to be here for you. Blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. Revolutions. I was like, but she walked us through the whole thing. You're just awesome people. And we're grateful to know you. But even more important than that, we're grateful for your work that you do with us and educators and keeping us positive and moving and forward. So Tara, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background up to this point.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I started out in education, teaching in the elementary levels. Really loved the littles. I had a lot of fun. I was as energetic as them, so it was a perfect match. Later moved into instructional coaching, where I was an instructional coach for a school level for a while, and then later as a district level instructional coach for all grade levels. And that was just a lot of fun. I started to learn really what it means to just have good, solid instructional practices, no matter what grade level, no matter what content level, and really learning how to have these just really productive conversations with adult learners as well as students. And then I had the wonderful opportunity of being an administrator, district level administrator, where we got to start a coaching program from the ground up, which was so super exciting and crazy awesome experience. I learned so many neat things during that experience, including supervising and mentoring instructional coaches for the first time in a district. And it was just such a joy to be able to bring that to life and see it come to life and help teachers and help students moving our education forward in that district. And then now I get the wonderful privilege of being the DBC Inc. director of PR and communication. And I really, really love this role because I'm just like a jack of all trades. I just get to do all kinds of cool stuff, but mostly I get to amplify the message of you guys and a lot of authors out there. And while I'm an author myself, the whole part of giving back and helping you to amplify your message and put it out there, making sure people get their hands on your books because they are powerful and they get to see the face behind the pages of that book. So making sure that I have a way to help you shine and them to see the real you behind that book. That's just one of my favorite parts of this role. And yeah, I get to do all kinds of cool stuff, travel around the world, motivate teachers, motivate kids. But yeah, I love my work.
Tell us who you were, who you are, and who you hope to be.
Yeah, I would love to. So who am I? I am a little girl who overcame a lot of obstacles growing up. I grew up in a home life where education wasn't valued necessarily, and there was a lot of addictions and abuse there. Home was not a safe place for me, and school was my favorite place in all the world. But I had a lot of teachers along the way that just gave me a lot of hope and a lot of coaching and a lot of motivating and seeing things in me that I never saw. So I'm a little girl who overcame a lot of obstacles and broke the statistics that were placed upon me to become something different. I am a mom, so I'm really grateful that I get the honor to be the mom that I always wish I would have had when I was a little girl. And to an 18-year-old boy who is in his freshman year in college, I'm a wife. And I am an educator at heart in every way. I love teaching. I love coaching. I love mentoring. I love uplifting other people. I am just a girl who is constantly stretching to the next level, always setting new goals for myself and just trying to reach that next level. But it's not like competing with people. I just compete against myself every day. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Well, that's a great nutshell. Tara, I want to talk about, you talk about what it was like when you were growing up. So can you explain to our listeners, I'm guessing that influenced your message that you have now to some extent. So what were the correlations that took place with what it was like for you and then your message you have now?
Totally. So Being Real is my first book. And that book is part memoir, part strategies, part how I used my real life experiences and the good, the bad, and the ugly to shape me into the educator I am today. And so Being Real was just a passion project, really. I thought it was maybe just therapy for me. Like I was just going to write this book for me, but it turns out it's actually seems to be helping other people to be able to relate to students within their realm of influence. And so when I wrote Be Real, and real is an acronym. So the R is relatable, the E expose vulnerability, the A approachable, and the L learning through life. I really was thinking about the people in my life that showed me all those things. They showed themselves relatable. They exposed a little vulnerability and made me feel comfortable to expose a little bit of my vulnerability. They were approachable. I never felt scared to go up to them and talk to them. And they taught me to learn through life. These mentors, these multipliers, if you will, Liz Wiseman calls them multipliers, in my life made me realize that the experiences that I was going through, while I couldn't control them, that one day they were going to be the pieces that were going to make me strong. When I was a little bitty girl, I didn't understand that. I thought, first of all, I thought a couple of things. When I was really little, I thought everybody had a life like me. I had no idea. But when I got a little older and realized that everybody didn't have a life like me, I thought I was misfortunate. You know, it's very unfortunate that I had to go through those things. But as I grew older, I realized that I had these levels of empathy that other people couldn't possibly have on that level because they hadn't experienced what I had experienced. And so in that way, I just think all of our life experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly, really help us for something that's coming in the future. And a lot of times it's building a relationship with someone, and we're able to have these heart connections that even words can't really suffice, because you just feel it and you know what you feel, and they feel it and they know what they feel. And so I call that this new level of empathy because of the realness, because of your real experience. And so I think that's just a missing link. I think it's a piece that we need, you know, in a world where everything's fake, everything seems to be photoshopped, or the highlight reel, or just the best of the best. I think we need to get back to the basics. And I think we really are doing that during this quarantine time, where we're really getting back to the basics, and we're finding that human connections and real connections are what people crave, and it's what we love. And so I feel like, yeah, my childhood definitely shaped me into this person I am today. And it's very much a part of my message, because I'm grateful for it now. And I couldn't say that when I was younger.
Tara, I love how you were diving into your past and the realizations that you made about yourself, and how you brought that to your classroom experience, your administrative experience, I will say. Do you think, let me ask you, do you think most people realize the impact that their past experiences, their past relationships have on their impact in building relationships with learners and their colleagues in their schools?
I feel like a lot of adults, like we finally live long enough, we start to see that. We're like, oh, maybe that went through that for a reason. But in the heat of the battle, I don't think you really can sometimes see that. And one of the things I write about in Be Real is just trying to remind people that we don't have to hide our real stories, because we're the only person that can tell that story. And so when we hide that from those that we serve, be it adult learners or like student age learners, we're doing a disservice not only to them, but also to the universe, because you have a very special story. And if you could tell it, and it could be a part of the content that you're teaching, if it could be a part of the culture that you are building, how much the more are those people going to trust you? Because not only are you sharing some of your story and how it relates to what you're doing, but you're also empowering them to be able to share their story. And I think that's the real piece. You know, I think a lot of people maybe shy away from some of the experiences they've gone through because they're like, yeah, I don't want people to know that. But the truth of the matter is, we're more alike than we are different, I think, as humans. The older I get, the more I realize that. And the more I tell my story when I'm traveling around talking about being real, and I have people lined up at the book table, it's the stories that they tell me that means so much to me. I could stand in that line all day long. I'm in like a doctor's office. I mean, they're just waiting forever, but I just want to hear everyone's story. And I think that's the beauty of being able to share your story, because you empower everybody that's listening to you, everybody that you serve, all the kids within your realm of influence to be able to share their story and be an overcomer. I mean, it's all about using whatever has been placed into your life to shape you into a better you.
So I'll kind of hit on something you talked about, and you exude relationship. And we'll get into relationship in a second, but some examples. When I first met you, I just mentioned, hey, you know, I think I can maybe get a hold of Young Zhao, and you're, oh, I know him pretty well. Or I'm at Flipgrid and I run into Anne, who works at Flipgrid, and all of a sudden you two have this huge connection. So relationship, I know, is paramount for you. So why don't you just tell us right now just what's on your heart regarding just relationship, and even if it relates to your book too.
Totally. I just think, you know, anytime you are just your real self, I feel like people automatically feel like you're approachable, right? I mean, I remember sending out my first book snap on Twitter, and it was a Teach Like a Pirate, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I honestly thought maybe I was breaking copyright. I was just trying to use this app, right? And this is going to answer your question, I promise. But I tagged Dave Burgess, knowing not who he was, nothing about him. I was just reading his book. And so I thought, well, I better try to find an author, because if I put this out there, he's going to be upset if I took a picture of his book and I don't tag him. Well, he was on there But the coolest part is when he commented on it, I'm like, what? This guy's a real human? I mean, who knew he would be my boss, my mentor, my dearest friend, you know, like just a few years later. But it all started with him acknowledging like, hey, I see you reading my book and this is relating to you. And he was so approachable, right? He's like this super famous educator pirate dude. I don't know him from Adam, but he made himself so approachable. And I feel like people in my life that have like done that, I always feel comfortable to share a little bit of me. Like we were talking about others, a little bit of reciprocal kind of action taking place when that happens. And so when we want to build relationships, or when I want to build relationships, I want people to feel like they can contact me at any time. I want, when they see me in person, it to look like I just jumped out of the computer, because the person you get on the computer is the person you get in real life. And so I feel like relationships should be just like that. When our kids walk into the room, they get to see the real Tara Martin from day one. I mean, I might be in a costume. I was in a costume at least 3 days a week. I promise you, it's crazy. Before I even knew what a pirate teacher was, I was a pirate. But they always got the real me, and then I got the real them. That was the coolest part about the relationship. And I think it's just a vital piece of the equation that I think sometimes we leave off, especially maybe as connected educators, because we're seeing each other through the computer or something like that. And now we're all seeing each other through the computer because we can't be together. But that doesn't mean relationships has to stop. It's all about giving and taking. It's all about allowing people to be heard, valuing who they are individually, asking those humble inquiry questions that have no real answers, like, and listening to learn, quit judging, just let them talk and let them share a little bit about who they are. I call these the real talk treasures in my book, but I think it's key to building a solid relationship. And it's really what I did as a teacher, as a coach, as an administrator, just followed these kind of routine ways of having a solid, productive conversation where people really feel heard, they feel valued, and whatever they have to say is important to me because they're important to me.
So Tara, do you think we know, do you think we're doing enough to advise and coach teachers to be vulnerable, like your E in real, to be vulnerable so that we can build quality relationships with students? Do you think we know enough about being transparent so that we can be compassionate, so we can teach compassion, teach resilience in our learners? Where do you think people reach out to you because of what you know in your heart about building relationships? What's your feel about that?
Yeah, so I feel like the E in real is probably the hardest. Exposing vulnerability is hard. It never really gets easy to be transparent completely, you know? And I think there's a time and place to be transparent. I mean, there are times where I wouldn't share certain things with my students, you know? But there are times and places where it helps, and it does help me to build a very solid relationship with them. To answer your question, do I think we know enough? Yes, I do. I think we know that works. I think the courage to be vulnerable is tough. I think a lot of people worry what others might think of them. I do this too. I mentioned to you guys before the show, I journal daily. And the reason I journal daily is just to get the thoughts out of my head. And most of those thoughts are worrying if other people are judging me for sharing my vulnerabilities. Many, many times, those are my thoughts that go into my journal. But I need to put them somewhere so I can stop thinking about it and move on. Because the truth of the matter is, I think the courage is within us. I think we often worry about what other people might think instead of worrying about building that relationship with the people we serve. Because the people we serve probably love us more for being vulnerable. It's the people, it's the dabblers, if you will, like in my Cannonball Inn book, it's the people sitting on the outside. And the dabblers in the Cannonball Inn book, if you're listening, you never heard of this. Those are the girls sitting on the sides of the swimming pool, beautiful, perfect makeup, not wet, but they're just judging every single jumper that jumps. And like, it's not good enough. It's not a big enough splash. It's not, it, those people. I think those people cause people to, cause us to not want to be vulnerable because they're judging, but they're not being vulnerable, right? It's not, those aren't the people we should be looking at or talking to or asking for advice. We should be asking for advice for the other cannonballers that are jumping in the water. We should be asking for advice for the other administrators like you guys that are showing your vulnerability and building those relationships. But for some reason, as humans, we get really caught up on the people that put out that negativity when we are sharing our vulnerabilities. So I do think we know how to do it. We know that that helps us to be more relatable, to be more approachable, to show people that we're learning through life just like them. But I think having the courage to do it is a whole nother ball game.
So we made it through two of the four in real. We'll save the A and the L for another time, but I want to give you one question to kind of bring everything together. It's one question. It's a lot of our guests that we've had, we try to ask this, but it's, you know, if you look at education today, Tara, where do you, in your opinion, where do you think a revolution really needs to take place?
You know, I hate to just keep going back to the same thing, but I honestly feel like if we could just build solid relationships with those that we serve, then they are going to make leaps and bounds when it comes to any type of learning and any type of data that we might see. And I believe that with my whole heart, because my second grade teacher, who really just believed in me, taught me to read. I only knew letters and sounds when I joined second grade. I mean, they were considering testing me for special education. And she was like, let me work with this one. I will tutor her every day when she gets off the bus. I'll figure out what she needs. I just don't know if she needs to go into, at that time, a self-contained special education room. I feel like I can teach her. Let me just try. And so they gave her a chance. They let her try. And she tutored me every day when I got off the bus. But really, y'all, what I remember is she gave me a homemade granola bar and a hug every single day. And I learned to read that year off granola bars and hugs. Now, I'm sure she used some cool strategies to teach me, but I don't remember any of those. All I remember is I learned to read that year, and she told me stuff like, I believe in you, Tara. You're greater than your current circumstances. Y'all, not only did I learn to read, but I leveled up with my peers. And in the third grade, 1 year later, they considered testing me. They did. Tested me for gifted education. Y'all, the year before, they were going to test me for special education on the other end of the spectrum. The truth of the matter is, it was relationships. It all boiled down to her believing in me, pushing me to limits that I never dreamt I could do as a little girl, but I didn't want to disappoint her. I didn't want to lose this cool relationship that made me run to get in school instead of out of school, just like Dave talks about in his book. And I learned more than I ever could have learned in 1 year. I grew so much. And then every year after that, when I had a teacher that just believed in me like that, I soared to new limits. I remember in grad school, Dr. D, she is a fantastic professor, and she put us through the ringer. I mean, we had so much stuff to do. I'm like, this is insane. Like, why would anybody go through this? This is like so much work. But I grew so much that year. And why? Because she believed in me, and she would tell us stuff like that. She would stretch us to these new limits. So that relationships mixed with high expectations, that is the key to getting kids to do what you want them to do. And I believe it with my whole heart. I think it was true with my kiddos in my classroom. I think it was true with the teachers that I served as an administrator. And I definitely think it was true with the coaches that I served as a district admin. I couldn't believe it more. I think that's the revolutionary piece, and it's all about being real. I know, but I believe it with my whole heart. I think as long as we're dealing with real humans with real heartbeats, that's what we need.
That's just an amen all the way around. Well, right now, can you help our listeners know how can they get a hold of you and get in contact with you? So if you can just give them some input.
Totally. So my website is taramartin.com. If you go to that website and you're really looking to enhance building relationships, if you go to the resources tab, there are all sorts of tools for having those real talk treasures. There's Real plus the Innovator's Compass, which is a fantastic way to build relationships. And these are all very applicable things that you can do. Booksnaps is also on there. I know we talked shortly about that, but it's another way to help see, peek into the minds of your students through content. And so Tara M, there's an extra M, TaraMMartin.com. And then on Twitter, TaraMartinEDU. You can find me on Facebook, Tara M. Martin. I basically live on the Dave Burgess Consulting Inc. page, but you can find me on Facebook. And on Instagram, I'm TaraMMartin.real.
Awesome. Thank you. To our listeners out there, we hope you enjoyed this. I know for me personally, Tara, this was just really special for me just to know you. And then to see how that has turned into what's going on in your life right now. For me, this has been really, really special. For all our revolutionary listeners out there, we thank you for tuning in, and just stay tuned because she is going to be back again.
Awesome. I'm glad we didn't get to the AML.
Thanks so much, Tara.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast today. We are committed to changing what we do for the betterment of our learners.
I also want to encourage you to check out our book, The Revolution. It's time to empower change in our schools. Make sure you check it out on Amazon, and also check out future or present podcasts that we have within this Revolt Lab. And please feel free to leave some comments or even rate it on iTunes or Android.